WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. And coming up later on this hour, after the 8:30 news, we'll have today's Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy, talking about how to unlock your dog's hidden intelligence. And you heard the story that Mike's been talking about in the news about dogs being able to eavesdrop. Well, Melissa wrote about that today at WBSM.com and the WBSM app, and you can read all about it. And then you can also see the dog that we are featuring today for adoption. The adorable Darla is on the WBSM Facebook page. So it should be quite the interesting discussion. And it's brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. And maybe your dog's smart enough that you can get your dog an account at First Citizens. And they can, you know, manage their money. Remember when Bart Simpson got his dog a credit card? He got a credit card in the dog's name. The dog's name is Santa's Little Helper. And they gave him a credit card under the name Santos L. Helper. And I've actually used that name at times for things. In fact, I once filled out a credit card form to get, what was it? I was at Xfinity Center. And I forget if it was a t-shirt or if it was a sweatshirt, but they were giving away, it was like, I don't know, MasterCard, Visa, one of those ones, but they were giving away a shirt that was the band that was performing, which I think was the, 311. It was 311 performing, and they had the 311 like logo, but they also had like the credit card logo. But I wanted the shirt because I just saw the 311, and I was like, I signed up for the credit card, but Santos L. Helper. And then when I looked at the shirt and saw it had the credit card logo on it, I think it was Visa. And then I was like, yeah, no, I don't really want this. And I gave it to somebody else. Good thing I didn't put my real name down. And they didn't care. Like, the people who were doing it, they just have to get as many people to sign up as they can. It doesn't matter if they were real or not. So, but Santos L. Helper probably has a whole bunch of credit cards in his name now. Probably has better credit than I do. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I mentioned, remember yesterday when Mike Roberts had the story in the news about how, the headline, President Trump calls Elizabeth Warren. And then I was waiting for him to say what he called her. But it turns out they'd actually just spoken on the phone. Well, Barry has an article at WBSM.com and the WBSM app that you can check out that explains more about it. He also has another great piece where he looks at the connections between New Bedford and Greenland. As Greenland is going to be in the news, obviously, with President Trump looking to buy it. There's, you know, a deep history between the city and Greenland. So it's worth checking out at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. And of course, you can also see their photos and the story behind the renovation of Mike's restaurant in Fairhaven. It's going to open back up at 11:30 today after a long wait. So they closed on October 6th. And the idea when they closed was that it would take, you know, maybe 6 weeks or so to do the things that they wanted to do. Put in a new floor, upgrade the ceiling, upgrade some of the lighting, swap out some of the artwork, spruce things up a little bit, and the biggest part of it, building a new bar. And because you know how construction works, or sometimes doesn't work, but you know how construction is, you know, whatever the timeline is, it never really hits that timeline. So it just kept extending and extending and extending. And they missed the entire holiday season. All the holiday gift card sales, all the people going out for holiday meals. And so it's, you know, they're definitely behind the eight ball a little bit here. And so if everybody turns out and helps support them, that'd be great. Maybe I'll order myself a prime rib sandwich for lunch. But they definitely have, you know, retained the feel of Mike's Restaurant. It's still all wood when you go inside. They just restained the wood and made a little two-tone action happening. You can read about it in the story and see a photo. But a lot of folks are excited. And that's the thing is, some of these like institution restaurants, they become people's like go-to. It's like every Saturday we go here. Every Thursday we go here. I remember the Frigate in Marion. If you went any Saturday evening, like late afternoon, early evening, so around 4, 5, 6 o'clock around that time period, you'd see Dom DiMaggio and his wife having dinner because that was just their regular thing. You know, some people are like that, and there's a lot of people that Mike's is their regular thing, and they've been waiting for it. So should be good for them today, and still the same menu that you would expect. Still no fry later. I know that was a big question a lot of people had. Are they adding a fry later? They are not. So still no French fries, no fried seafood, no chicken fingers. It's not that they said they're not going to change who they are. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Dom DiMaggio, I think they're all dead, aren't they?
Yeah.
Him and his wife?
Yeah, they passed away a while ago.
Yeah, I've met him. I didn't know him personally, but I've met him a few times. He was a gentleman. His wife was a little foul-mouthed, but I don't know. She used to sign. I actually got a signed baseball from him. I was at his house one time, and his wife, she was a little bit on the truck driver mouthy side, but he was a true gentleman, I tell you. I knew him, but I wasn't a friend, you know. I didn't break bread and drink wine with him, but nice person. I wanted to comment about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas.
I don't do the nickname thing here.
Okay. She's not making the middle class life in Massachusetts easier for the poor or the middle class. She goes after billionaires, but herself, she's a multimillionaire. That other moonbat in Vermont, what's his name?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah, he has three homes worth close to $20 million, and he's for the little guy. Whenever they talk about helping people, they're talking about kickbacks and helping themselves. They're not all about the greater good for
that may be true. You can live in a $3 million home and still care about people that have less than you. Just because you've done all right for yourself doesn't mean that you can't care more for others. And in fact, some people think that you have more of a responsibility to care for others if you've been fortunate like that.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Iran.
Well, hold on. You're sitting here trashing them for having money and saying that they can't be about the little guy. Donald Trump's wealthier than they are. He can still be for the little guy, right?
I agree. But they're basically hypocrites. Whatever comes out of Elizabeth Warren's mouth is just, she spews her liberal spin garbage. And, you know, I guess Massachusetts loves her. They vote her back in office. They, you know, you vote for what you get. And the Ayatollah in Iran, I think the people should just grab them, string them up, and just light them on fire and let them roast in public. Let them roast before the world. That SOB has, that regime is the most murderous regime on the planet. And I think anybody that's connected to him in that regime, string them up on a pole and just light them on fire, you know? I don't know. And I think they should just have a roast outside, you know, of revolution, you know? you know, no civil rights, no courtroom. These people don't understand a piece of paper, words, or any civility towards a population. All they care about is power in Iran, and, you know, you want to wield the sword.
But I mean, your idea of punishment makes you no better than they are, then.
Well, sometimes an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is better than stupid words on a piece of paper that ain't going to amount to squat.
Yeah, I don't think an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth is a good strategy. I think you want to be better than that. You want to rise above that and be, you know, lead by example so that others don't go back to that strategy of an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth in a bad situation.
Well, I think we've waited 47 years where they've had diplomatic shenanigans going on for 47 years and paper and talk. Well, paper and talk only last for so long, and then you got to do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And let's take another one here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. Are we the policemen of the world? You know, every day I listen to our president, and we're going into another country telling them what to do, or we're going there to straighten them out. You know, I mean, I don't see why we have the right to even go into Iran and you know, tell them what to do and who should be. I mean, it's sad that you have dictators in the country, but North Korea is a dictatorship. I mean, look how they live. You know, we go into Venezuela.
But they kissed Donald Trump's ass, so that's okay.
I know.
He sends them love letters, so that's okay.
I mean, I just don't see how we are the policemen of the world. I mean, I don't get it. That what goes on in other countries that we're supposed to go over there, you know, and.
Didn't Donald Trump voters, it's what Marjorie Taylor Greene's been saying, didn't Donald Trump voters vote for him because he said America first and he wasn't going to get involved in all these foreign situations, and that's what he's doing.
That's exactly what he's doing, you know, and it's, I think it's, in the long run, it's going to hurt him. I mean, even, you know, a lot of people I talk to that are big Trump supporters, they're kind of like, I don't know if I would go this direction anymore. I mean, you know, I think that there was so much venom towards Biden with the border that, you know, people are getting kind of past that right now. And I totally understand how, you know, Americans feel about so many people coming into the country at once and having to absorb it and, you know, pay for a lot of stuff and whatnot. I understand all that, you know, but the rest of the nonsense is on him. I mean, I don't get it.
I asked somebody the other day, I said, you know, what is different about trying to acquire Greenland than what Putin's doing, trying to take back pieces of Russia from Ukraine? And they said, well, this is different. We're offering to buy it from them. I'm like, yes, but they don't want to sell it. They don't want to lose it. So at the very core, it is the same thing. It's we don't want to lose this land. And who are you to try to come and take it from us? Well, it's a strategic advantage for us. Okay, it'd be a strategic advantage for anybody. But that doesn't mean you should be able to have it.
And not only that, it's the whole way about going about it. Look, if you don't make a deal with us, we'll just take it. You know,
it sounds very imperialistic to me.
Yeah, it's like, and you know, his supporters don't say, "What is wrong with this man?" You know, every day it's another country, and I'm going to do what I want when I want.
No, instead they cheer it on, and they're like, "Well, if he's doing it, it must be the right thing." And it's like, right. Hey, it's okay. You can have your own independent thought from whatever he's doing.
And this last caller would, you know, Moonbat, Pocahontas, and all. You know how many done rich senators, and you know, if you look at them, they all have a lot of money, and they all have a few homes.
Most of them have money before they run. That's how they're able to run. You know, the common working person is out working for a living. They don't have time to go on campaigns and try to win office. So, yeah, a lot of them do come from privilege, or at least from an elevated income. And that doesn't mean that they can't fight for the little guy. If you go back and look at all of the people over the years that have fought for the little guy, I'm sure that they had money, too. I'm sure that they had a nice, cushy place to live or multiple places to live.
And not only that, you know, like you said earlier, if you have money, it's even more noble for you to sit there and fight for the little guy.
If I win $100 billion in Powerball, I'm not going to suddenly stop caring about people that don't have what they should have to survive.
Exactly. I don't know why he don't look at this. I guess people
because it's a very big part of the conservative mindset is a selfishness. It's about me and me and mine and what we have and protecting what we have and anybody else. They could have what I have too if they just worked as hard as I do, and they don't understand. Yeah. It's a very myopic. I shouldn't say selfish. It's more of a myopic point of view because they can't look beyond themselves. Selfish would mean you refuse to look beyond yourself. I think they have an inability to look beyond themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't say it any better. You said it exactly how I think about it and feel about it.
Let's see how I say it when I go to the next caller here, because it's not going to go as well.
You're going to catch heck now.
You have a good day.
Bye.
All right, let's go to the phones here before I got to take a break and go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, it's a good morning. All you guys can do is always complaining about Trump. He's so bad, but yet you guys are haters. You hate the guy. It's okay for you to hate everything.
I mean, I didn't bring him up. The caller did.
Yeah, I know. You guys hate him. Everything that he's doing is for the betterment of our country, of the United States, your country, where you live. And you just cannot give him an ounce of anything good. You have nothing good to say.
Well, you don't think Biden or Obama did anything good for the country? You think so?
You never complained about Obama. And now, look, the Clintons think they are above the law. They don't want to go to court. They've been summoned and everything. They say they're not going. Is that okay with you? They shouldn't have to face the law like what they did.
I think Bill Clinton should go. Yes.
And Hillary?
If they want her to go in and testify too, sure.
Well, thank you for that. How do you think that should turn out when they go to court?
How so? I mean, they should openly and honestly answer all the questions. I don't know.
Do you think they should be punished?
No, I don't think that they did anything wrong.
You don't think that she got rid of all those emails that they've been talking about?
This doesn't have anything to do with the emails.
You're such a hater. It's pitiful. You're the worst hater ever.
You are the biggest hater I've ever heard. You hate people.
I am not a hater.
You are a huge hater, Mary.
Mary, you talk about
people in such a hateful way. I don't know anybody that's as hateful as you are. You are the most hateful person I've ever heard.
Because I want justice. I want what's right.
So you can't call in and give me grief about the way that I feel about Donald Trump when you have such hate in your heart for Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton.
I don't have hate for them.
You absolutely do. You spew nothing but vitriol about them all the time.
You're wrong.
You are the most hypocritical person that calls into this radio station.
I am.
You are 1,000%.
Because maybe all the other callers don't have the guts I have to come out here and defend my country and defend my president.
Or maybe they're just a little bit more tempered in their approach and can be a little bit more even-handed about it.
You hate the guy for nothing. Maybe you're jealous of all his money. I don't know.
I'm not jealous of his money.
They dragged him through the mud over and over and over. We're not supposed to do nothing to them. Look at Mara Healy. He deserves a one-way ticket to hell.
There we go again, though, with the eye for an eye mentality. Rise above that. Be better.
What's the matter? You don't like that? You don't like that?
No, I don't like it. I've never liked it. Rise above it. Be better.
Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you?
Well, who the hell are you?
You're living in a country.
I'm the guy whose name is on the show. I'm the guy who has the ability to hang up on you. It's the Tim Weisberg Show. That's who I am.
You can hang up all you want. I love when you say that to me. It's my show, and I'll do what I... Go ahead.
Well, you asked me who I am. That's who I am.
And it ain't going to hurt me at all.
I know it won't.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I wouldn't do it to hurt you either.
Well, you just can't defend Donald Trump for nothing at all. He's done nothing good. Nothing. Nothing in your eyes.
No, I'm sure there's a few things, but the bad far outweighs the good.
No. Yeah. And, you know, for a long time, I was not believing you that You hated him. He's the worst president. You never voted for him. I think you voted for him because you'd have to be a real dumbass if you didn't. It means you don't care about your country at all.
No, no, that's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for him because I care about my country.
Most of your co-workers voted for Donald Trump.
Well, that's their decision.
Don't you feel like a fat ass now? They did that, and you're the one behind voting for commies.
Why do I care who my co-workers voted for? That's got nothing to do with me.
No, but I mean, you're in the workplace with these people who honor Donald Trump, and you don't.
Yeah, so what?
So do you think they're stupid like me because I honor Donald Trump and all the good things he's trying to do?
I don't think you're stupid. I think you're deceived.
How?
I think you fell for the con, yeah. And I think they fell for the con, too.
What con? By saying con, you're saying that he hasn't done anything good for us.
No, he's making things worse.
Would you rather have Mara Healy?
Prices have gone up under Donald Trump. Inflation has stayed the same under Donald Trump.
You're sick in the head, Mr. Weisberg. You're sick in the head. You're living in the best country in the world, and you don't even appreciate it.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying it.
Part of living in the best country in the world is you don't have to like the person that's in charge.
You don't enjoy the freedoms you have and the man who's trying to see to it that you continue to have the freedom you have.
Mary, I'm going to get you a nice pair of boots to lick.
These people coming out, he's attacking Greenland, attacking Venezuela. No, he's not.
I didn't say attacking. I never said attacking.
A lot of people are, and you're going along with the mainstream idiots. That's what you're doing.
All right. Well, again, as always, you're smarter than all of us. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. I really got to take a break because I have a guest coming up after the news, and I don't want to fall behind. I will get through these calls as quickly as I can. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
That was spooktacular.
Thank you for using the word. You owe me 5 cents now.
All right. Hey, I was just wondering, are you and Maniz going to do anything special about that 35 Atlas that's been going around the sun?
No, I don't know if we have anything planned for that. So there is some talk about doing something coming up because this is our 20th anniversary year. But other than that, we haven't really talked about any plans.
Oh, all right.
I'll have more for that in the future. I'm waiting to hear back on a couple of things, but hopefully we'll have an announcement on that soon.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy the sandwich.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Let me take another quick one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Satfield.
How you doing?
You know, what just went on with Marion, I'm sorry to use her name. She used mine the other day. You know, people out there, when I call, they're tired of me complaining up there about the issues in New Bedford. They've heard them and heard them. Do you think we get tired of listening to people like Marion always calling in like that? I don't bash people, but people have been bashing me lately.
Well, no, I don't think that's bashing. I think you're making a point, but my response to that point would be no, because I think a lot of the people that are listening agree with Mary and like it when she gives me that kind of grief.
Oh, so but we got to hear it. Like a lot of people don't want to hear me when I talk, right? They tell you we don't want to hear them. But we hear the same thing like from everybody. That's why I'm getting tired of people attacking me. I bring something to the table that just recently I've been attacking a couple of people because they've been talking about me. But the bottom line is what you just did with Mary, people are complaining about me doing, repeating myself. Is that the kind of program you want to run?
Yeah, it is.
I understand that.
Yes.
But you know, you just said that you want. Am I making sense here to you?
You're making sense. I just don't think that it's equivalent.
Well, you know, people sit here and they want to hear different things. That's all I hear about me. And I'm the one that keeps everybody informed.
I think the bigger problem is that everything kind of comes back to your personal grievances. I think that's what people take exception to.
And they're all true. You got people in the city council that lied to them.
But Donald Trump and Donald Trump's, approach affects everybody. Your interactions with city councilors and your disagreements with city councilors only affects you and that city councilor. So do you see why it's not equivalent? I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying this is why people don't want to hear it again and again and again, because it's not an active part of their lives.
But then the people that are complaining, They do the same thing. They do the same thing every day. They complain, and they complain against other people. I've never complained about other people.
I can't walk you through this. I can't make this any easier to understand.
No, no, I understand. Deep down, I understand. But a lot of the people, like, look at the words they use sometimes. Okay? I've never swore on a thing and everything. Tim, right. What went on just recently, it's uncalled for then. Okay? People out there, like she said, she's the only one with kahunas to call in and complain. Well, Mary, I got the kahunas.
Okay, we'll hold it at that. All right, you have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got to take a call. Anybody that has a problem with that call, sure, you can call up and let me know. I've got to get the break in here and then the news, and then when we come back, it'll be our Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa Vieira, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union.
Direct. Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes. Trusted. Local. Family. An update to the transgender athlete ban. The DNC spending millions to register voters, and will the Clintons be in contempt of Congress?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
It appears the Supreme Court will uphold states' transgender athlete bans. Yesterday, the justices heard two cases, one from Idaho, the other from West Virginia, challenging whether states can ban transgender girls from participating in girls' and women's sports. Several legal analysts conclude the 6-3 conservative majority seems poised to uphold the bans. The Democratic National Committee is launching a 7-figure voter registration initiative ahead of this year's midterms. As part of the initiative, the DNC plans to train more than 100,000 young Democrats on helping register young voters in battleground districts such as Nevada and Arizona. It will also be several national weeks of action that's expected to mobilize voter registration efforts across the country. President Trump says he's making America affordable again. While speaking to the Detroit Economic Club in Michigan yesterday, Trump said he's orchestrated the greatest economic turnaround in U.S. history since his return to office. His comments came on the same day a report showed consumer prices rose less than expected in December. Earlier in the day, Trump toured a Ford plant in Dearborn, Michigan, where he claimed his global tariffs have forced automakers to move their plants from Mexico and Canada to the U.S. A new survey reveals 80% of U.S. voters saw the footage of the fatal ICE shooting in Minneapolis last week. Quinnipiac University released a poll yesterday that asked over 1,000 registered voters their thoughts on the shooting. The data shows that 53% of respondents believe the shooting wasn't justified, 35% believe it was, and 12% were unsure. Former President Bill Clinton is facing a possible contempt of Congress charge. He failed to show up for a GOP-led House committee hearing yesterday in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. And now Congressman James Comer says they will move to hold the former president in contempt. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scheduled to appear today, but in a joint statement, the Clintons said they will not appear. There's encouraging news for cancer patients.
According to the American Cancer Society's annual report on cancer facts and trends, 7 in 10 people now survive their cancer 5 years or more, up from only half in the mid-70s. The lead author of the report states the stunning victory largely the result of decades of cancer research that provided clinicians with the tools to treat the disease more effectively, turning many cancers from a death sentence into a chronic disease. Stats show for the first time that 5-year survival rate for all cancers combined reached 70% for people diagnosed during 2015 to 2021 in the U.S. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
A Starbucks employee has been fired for drawing a pig on a coffee cup served to a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. The incident happened recently at a Starbucks in Norwalk, California. The Sheriff's Department calls the incident offensive. A Starbucks spokesperson says the drawing was based on a popular meme, John Pork. She says the employee drew the pig on the cup before the deputy walked into the coffee shop. Dilbert comic strip creator Scott Adams has died at the age of 68. Adams announced he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer back in May. His ex-wife Shelley announced his death online.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bees over the Red Wings last night, 3-0. Bruins host Seattle tomorrow. Celtics are in Miami with the Heat tomorrow at 8.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today with afternoon highs close to 50, overnight lows to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light rain, 47, turning colder. Tomorrow night, down to the teens. Friday, cooler and drier, partly sunny, only reaching the mid-30s. Back to the 40s for the weekend with some sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was
welcome back in. That is Big Mama Thornton with Hound Dog, and that's going to lead us into today's Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet. And Wet Nose Wednesday is brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. And today we're going to be talking about how your dog is smarter than you think. And you might think your dog is already pretty smart, but you'll be surprised exactly how smart they can be. So let's bring on Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. How are you this morning?
Hello, good morning.
And I know nobody knows more than you how smart dogs are, because you're working with them each and every day, bringing out the most of their intelligence.
Yeah, and it's like no matter how long I've been doing this, they continue to surprise me. They're really amazing. They're doing so much more than I think we even realize. And science is even telling us that we don't know the whole story. There's still a lot more to learn about dogs' cognitive abilities.
Now, we had in the news this morning something that you wrote about in your piece today, where it talks about how dogs actually have the ability to eavesdrop on conversations and can hear what you're saying and can figure things out from there.
Yeah, so this was a recent study. This was just published. And what this tells us is that these very unique dogs that have an above average ability to learn the names of objects, so they might learn the names of toys very, very well already, they can actually learn just by hearing their owners talk about new objects. So you could present a novel object to the dog after the dog has overheard a conversation between the owner and another person about that object, and the dog can actually go pick the object out just from that conversation. It's really quite amazing.
And you write about how, you know, pretty much any dog can learn certain things, though. Like, you can teach your dog, you know, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of a trope to say that, you know, you're going to teach your dog to fetch your slippers, but you actually can teach your dog to fetch your slippers.
Yeah, absolutely. You can teach your dog to fetch many different items by name, maybe their food bowl, your slippers, their leash is a common one. A lot of dogs will naturally like to bring their leash because they know it leads to going outside and going for a walk. But yeah, you can get super creative and have some fun. And it's kind of like a memory game for your dog, too, because as you start to teach them more objects and more words, you're really testing their memory to see how much they can remember and how much they can really understand. So it's quite fun to experiment with.
I had a neighbor that had, you know, the doggy door. So the dog could freely kind of go in and out during the day as long as they had the storm door open. And so the dog would go out and get the newspaper off the front yard and bring it in and give it to the owner. He had taught him to bring him the newspaper by giving him a treat when he would, because what would happen is he was going out and, you know, when the paper boy or whoever would throw the paper, he would go get it and then like try to tear it up like it was, you know, something somebody had thrown to him. And so he taught him, no, if you bring that to me, I'm going to give you a treat. And he said it didn't take very long for the dog to realize, if I get that newspaper and bring it to him, I'm getting something for it.
That's very clever. That's so cute.
Now, the downside was eventually they had to get a tube because the delivery started coming by car. And so I'm sure the dog hated that because there, you know, there goes your guaranteed treat every day.
Well, that's part of it, make something up and let him retrieve something else.
But that's part of it is you know, you can't just expect the dog to know how to do this. You've got to put in the work to get those results.
Yeah, of course. So I'm teaching my dog sort of the opposite of this right now and to actually put a paper into a box because I want her to put a Valentine in like a little Valentine's Day gift box. Just because it's cute. So she's getting really close. The opening for the paper is very small, so she really has to like turn her head just right to get the card into the box. But it's very cool to watch her work this out.
So, I mean, part of this is also, you know, you've got to train your brain, you or the dog owner, you have to train your brain to come up with these ideas of things that you could have the dog do. You can't just fall on the same old things because then that gets repetitive for you as well. You've got to come up with innovative ideas of what you'd want your dog to learn.
Yeah, it can be super creative and it's really fun. I think I talked about in a last article about food puzzles and how once the dog solves it, it really loses its value because they've done it already. It's not a challenge anymore and that's just not exciting for them. So the same thing with training. You can practice your basic skills and reinforce those because it's important. But when you teach your dog something new, you're really working their brain and giving them a problem to solve.
So when you, I mean, I'm sure you're talking with other dog trainers and you're part of all of these networks and everything. Do you ever talk amongst yourselves about what do you think the limits of this could be? Like where can we go with being able to enhance these dogs, or shouldn't say enhance, but take full advantage of these dogs' intelligence?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a conversation of like, how much are they actually learning? Because many of us have noticed that the dogs will pick up on things that we're not training them just through watching other dogs do it or through just conversation, very similar to the study. So it is super interesting. But I do want to also point out that just because the dog can do it doesn't mean they should either. So you always have to think, is this trick in the best interest of the dog? Anything that's like physically demanding or that's just too challenging, you want to be careful not to ask too much of dogs either. So training should really take up a small amount of the time together. You should make sure you do other things as well.
And I guess, you know, some of your dog's free will has to come into it as well because, you know, you might think that the dog isn't, you know, for lack of a better term, smart enough to figure out what you're trying to teach it, but it may just be that the dog knows it doesn't want to get involved in that. You know, if you're trying to teach the dog to go get the skunk that's under the shed, the dog knows it's not a good idea to go under the shed and get the skunk.
Yeah, well, I can tell you some dogs don't know that as a groomer.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. As I was saying that, I was like, wait a minute. Like, my dog definitely would have gone under that shed.
Yeah. So, well, luckily we have a secret recipe for that, but that's another conversation.
So, but there is, I mean, you do have to take into account the dog's personality and the dog's own kind of personal choice limitations.
Yeah, absolutely. And you learn to read their body language. If the dog is frustrated by the training session or they're just not that into it, you really learn to understand your dog and you don't want to cause them stress or make them feel like discouraged, really. You want them to feel reward the effort so they can be doing something really challenging and just reward the effort and make them feel like it's the best thing they can do. They're having fun.
One of the activities that you wrote about in today's piece at WBSM.com and the WBSM app is you pointed out that dogs can actually learn to play matching games. So it's not just about bringing an object that they recognize by name. It's about being able to make the distinction as to what is the similar object.
Yes, this is super cool. It's really fun. I've been experimenting with this, and there's still some limited studies on how this is happening, how the dogs are doing this, and how well they actually understand it. There's a trainer, Ken Ramirez, who really popularized this for the dog world. He was a marine animal trainer, and he brought this concept over to the dog world. So lots of trainers are experimenting with it, and it's really neat because you can have a set of objects and then have a second set of identical objects. You show the dog one and tell them to match, and they can actually visually match or by scent that object that you hold up and present. So it's really neat.
And before we let you go, obviously people are hearing this that don't have a dog and are thinking, boy, I'd love to have a dog to be able to do these kind of things with. And today we've actually shared a great dog that would be someone who could, you know, learn a lot. And also because in the post from Lighthouse Animal Shelter, they say she's very food motivated. And I'm seeing that as saying, you know, here's an easy way to train her because she's food motivated. But Darla looks like just an incredible dog.
Yeah, she looks great. She looks super motivated in that video they posted, Darla. So she's over at Lighthouse, and she looks like a very fun dog. Their description said, like you said, she's food motivated, and it sounds like she's very eager to find a home who will play with her and help her learn.
Yeah, she's 4 years old. She's a, am I going to say this right, Anatolian Shepherd mix. And she, it says right here, she's a dream to train. So somebody can adopt Darla and they can sign up at MJ's Pet Training Academy. And before you know it, the dog will be playing matching games and bringing you slippers.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, how can people reach out to you if they want to find out more or if they want to come by for grooming or training?
So it's MJsPetTrainingAcademy.com. And we're located in the cushion at MJ's Pet Training Academy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. We will talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
And that is Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. Wet Nose Wednesday on WBSM is brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. I got to get a break in here. I got two breaks here and not a lot of time, so we'll be back in a few moments.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting.